The following is intended solely for the use of those with a sense of adventure.
I'm shaking the dust of this town off my feet, and I'm going to see the world.
This is Travel with Hawkeye. Here's your host, Mark Hawkeye Lewis.
I have discovered an incredible book from National Geographic called Drives of a Lifetime, 500 of the World's Greatest Road Trips. And you think about road trip, you're obviously thinking about something that's, you know, you leave from your house and you go somewhere, maybe on a 2, 3, 4, 5 day, however long road trip. But you're usually thinking your own country. You often don't think about road trips in other countries, and that's what's so great about this book. And Allison Johnson from National Geographic joins us today. And Allison, like I said, that's what I truly loved about this book, which is going to blow people's bucket lists apart, is it truly is a globe-wide endeavor.
Yeah, it takes you around the globe. So you'll find drives here in America, but then you can head over to Germany, to India, to Portugal. We have drives everywhere.
Yeah, South America. I mean, all the continents, everywhere. Okay, so I have to admit, I went through there and I made notes on some of the places that I wanted to go. And I'm wondering if you have some of your favorites also.
Oh, I have a lot of favorites. One of my absolute favorites in the book, it's in Maui, Hawaii. It's a road trip that a lot of people might be familiar with. It's called the Road to Hana.
I'm very familiar with the Road to Hana. Yes. Yes. Yeah. It is. It's a trip. That's a trip.
It is. And, you know, it can be scary to drive. It's winding. It's narrow roads. You're in a forest. But what you get out of it, you have secluded waterfalls to swim in and picnic by. You have red sand and black sand beaches that you can't really see anywhere else in the world. And then the town of Hana itself is just this quaint place to end the road trip and spend the night before tackling the trip. In the daylight, highly recommend on the way back.
Yes, there's so many people who do take that trip and then they never make it all the way to Hana. It's such a windy, bumpy road that they experience the road, but they don't experience all of it. And many people turn back halfway or a quarter of the way. But it's do you know who is buried at Hana? What famous person's buried there?
I do not.
Charles Lindbergh.
Ah, I had no idea.
Yeah. Yes. All right. I will share one of my favorites. There were many in here that I had done before, and that was kind of cool. But these are ones that that I had never heard of before. There are so many I'd never heard of. But one is in the Czech Republic, was the Land of Castles, to a road trip, and how many castles there are in the Czech Republic. And I had no idea. I didn't even think about the Czech Republic as a place to go to see castles.
I know. I mean, I feel like in general, people don't have the Czech Republic on their radar, but I believe there are 90 castles that you see along the way, which is just an incredible number. And it's like a fairy tale come to life when you're on this road trip.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, people think Prague, they go see Prague, but they don't realize there's so much more of that country to see. And that, you know, that's one thing I took away from this book, is it really made me feel like I've been nowhere, really. This book is so incredible and so extensive, and there's so many things, even in the U.S., that I'd never, you know, heard of before. And I thought, oh my gosh, I've really got to see this. What else is in the book that really stood out for you?
You know, one of my favorites is actually in my neck of the woods, but it's a drive I've somehow not taken as long as I've lived in the Maryland, D.C. area. It's the Chesapeake Country road trip, and it follows the Chesapeake Bay to great seafood stops along the way. So you stop in St. Michael's and Queenstown, and you have steamed blue crabs and crab cakes and shrimp, and it's just the scenic route on the coast that, you know, you forget about what's in your own backyard until you open a book like this and you see, wow, there's so much I haven't even explored right here in my own home.
You know what? I'm glad you said that, because in the book also, there is a trip down the Connecticut River in Connecticut, and it starts in Middletown in Portland, which is where my dad grew up and my grandparents were. And we'd go there all the time. I mean, we went there every single year for weeks at a time to see my grandparents. But we basically just hung out at my grandparents' house. And it wasn't until the last year I went there as an adult before my grandfather passed away that he took me down that road. And I thought, why have we never driven down this road? And it's so beautiful. And then it's in the book as one of the great drives in the world down the Connecticut River. And it just goes to show you there may be something right in your backyard or something you visited a million times and you've never thought to explore a little bit more.
Exactly. And, you know, right now when we're all, you know, stuck at home a bit more, it's kind of nice to think about new ways you can explore close to home. And there really are a ton of options. We just get so used to being stuck in one place, we don't think about what else is there to do near me.
Yes. Okay. What's on your bucket list that's in the book that you haven't been to? Maybe you heard of it from putting this together that you're like, okay, I've got to go see this.
Yeah. You know, Portugal has been on my bucket list for a very long time. And this book has just made it rise even more to the top. They have a drive through the Douro Valley that you go through olive groves and vineyards, and it's almost like a tasting tour of Portugal. You'll taste port along the way, take vineyard tours, and make your own olive oil, and that just sounds like the road trip of a lifetime for me. Another great one that I've always wanted to do is the Golden Triangle in India, where you start at the Red Fort and you go to the Taj Mahal and end up in Jaipur at the Amber Fort, and you're really seeing the iconic pieces of India in one epic road trip.
Well, one of my favorites in the book that I really enjoyed is there's a couple in Spain along the coast, the hidden coast of Spain, that look just absolutely so romantic. And I've kind of always looked on the map and I thought, man, that road that just covers the Mediterranean Sea there, that looks like that'd be a great road just to drive down. And then it's in the book and it's like, okay, now I really got to plan someday to go there. I have to ask about one other thing. And first of all, before I get to my question about something in the book that was so amazing, how was this compiled? I mean, it is so extensive. It's so exciting. The photography is amazing. How did you guys put this together at National Geographic?
You know, we have a great team of expert National Geographic travel writers who are always out and exploring the world. So really this team came together and they started making recommendations for what these road trips could be based on their experience. And we compiled list after list of road trips from these National Geographic travel experts. And that's how we got to these 500 road trips. And, you know, there are even so many more we could add. So maybe one day there will be a third edition that's 800 drives. But it's really the expertise of our explorers came into play for this book.
Okay. And I know you can't, I know there's so many things in the book, 500, you can't have them all at the tip of your fingertips. But there was one thing in the book, it was called, there was a little chapter, the top 10 wildlife adventures. And buried in that is something about the wetlands and the wildlife scenic byway in Kansas. And who would have thought, I've been to Kansas a million times because that's where my other grandparents lived. And I would have never thought that wetlands like that existed in Kansas. Who would have thought? There's so many little gems like that all throughout the book.
Yeah, and that, you know, it's funny because it's two of the largest wetland systems in the world in Kansas, and no one thinks about that. And it, you know, that road trip is a great one because it's also for bird watchers. So it's not just the wetlands and those views, but you can see a lot of wildlife while you're in there. And I think, you know, throughout you'll find surprises like that, like you said, that you never expected. You know, they also have at the mouth of the Delaware, the salt marshes, where you're going to see migrating birds every year as well. They're just hidden surprises in every state and every corner of the world.
Yeah, you know what I think? One of the things I took from this book is you think about when people think about going to Europe, they go to Paris, they go to Rome, they go to London, which are fabulous, absolutely great experiences. But I've always enjoyed the smaller parts of Europe, the smaller towns and the roads that connect them. And kind of in a way, this book kind of verified that I'm not crazy for doing that.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it's those hidden gems in the small, quaint villages that really make a trip of a lifetime. And I think, you know, there's no better way to experience the culture and sense of a place than really going to the lesser known regions. And there's so much of that throughout this book.
Yeah, there definitely is. I'm kind of getting tired of not being able to travel. And I've found so many great National Geographic books over the past few months that I've really just enjoyed vicariously. And this was definitely at the top of the list, Drives of a Lifetime. I absolutely loved it. Allison, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. I highly recommend the book for everybody. You're going to find 10 things in here. They're going to just throw your bucket list totally off.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Allison Johnson, our guest from National Geographic. You've been listening to the Travel with Hawkeye podcast. The world is out there. Your adventure awaits.